Blog Talk Radio.
Worship you. We worship you.
Oh, how we magnify your name. God said to let you know he's going to take you into places that you've never seen before. Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. You know, the songstress says, oh, bashata sanda, God. She says, never have I seen a place like this before. She said, I've seen many places, but I've never seen a place like this before. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, how we magnify your name, God. Give God glory wherever you are. Give him the praise. Magnify and exalt God because he is worthy to be praised. Lift God up because he's an awesome God. You know, God meets you wherever you are. God does it for you. God fixes things. He turns things around. And so as we even lift him up, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship God even right now. Worship him with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, how we worship you, God. The songstress Tamla Mann sang a song. She says, I've been in many places, but I've never been in this place in my life. And God is saying on a day that he wants to take you to a place that you've never seen before. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the scripture says in Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, and the 1st verse, oh, bashata son of God, he said, keep thy foot. I'm reading Ecclesiastes 5:1. Oh, bashata son of God, how we worship you, Lord. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're to keep our worship. We're to keep our praise. We're to keep our love and kindness every time we enter into the presence of God. The psalmist said, and the scripture said, to keep our foot every time we go into the house of God. You're in the house of God right now, men and women of God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And the Bible said, oh, bashata sanda God. And the Bible said, the house of God is the fullness of his. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Enter into his courts, oh, bashata sanda, with the gate of praise and thanksgiving. With the garment of thanksgiving and praise, we've got to enter into the gates. Enter into the tabernacle of God. Enter into the presence of God. Oh, where's the presence of God? You know, God is showing and saying that the presence of him, you don't have to wait until you get on the internet with the Listen Narvaez online. You don't have to wait till you get on the TD Jake streaming online. But God is saying on a day that the presence of him is nigh unto you, meaning that you're always able to enter into the presence of God. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. It doesn't matter if you're in an airport. It does not matter if you're in the side of your car, but God is saying on a day, he said to let you know, according to Ecclesiastes 5:1, to keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and God is saying on a day, that the temple, that the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and this is where God dwells, and God said this is his house, he said the house is the body. It is the presence. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, your body houses a house, and it's called the house of God. Oh, stay with me on a day. We're going on a little ride. God said to let you know on a day that I'm not far from you. God said in his word that he would leave you a comforter, and his name is called the Holy Ghost that dwells inside of you. See, God is saying and showing that the house of the true and living God is not made with building, earth and vessel, but it's made Adam out of a stone of clay. Oh, God said, he said in his word to prepare me a body. Where do you think the Holy Spirit went? When it went with Jesus, it went inside the body of Jesus. Something that's made with earth and clay. Oh, come on and do it for us, God. Show the people on a day that they don't have to wait till they get in the church. The doors of the church are open. And come on in, God. Yes, the doors of the church are open inside of your heart. For God said he comes to carve away the things in the heart. He comes to circumcise the heart. Oh, some of y'all seasoned saints, you know what I'm saying on today. God said he's a circumciser of the heart. He said to let you know that he's nigh unto you today. You don't have to wait until you get into the doors of a real church. A church that's found on a street, avenue, boulevard. But God said the church is in your heart. This is where he wants to dwell in the temple with you. Every day, Monday through Friday, Friday through Sunday, oh, God wants to dwell with you. Dwell inside of your heart. Meditate on your heart. Talk to your heart. Be your best friend. A friend when you're friendless. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5:1, I don't apologize for the preaching of the gospel, for the moving of the Holy Ghost. Some of you are saying, she didn't even pray. But, oh, God, Jesus said, I have prayed for you already, Peter. Come on, somebody. Some of us need Jesus to pray for us. For when Jesus in it, when Jesus is in it, nobody, nothing can come against you. When the Spirit of the true and living God is inside of your situation, when the Spirit of the true and living God has taken full, complete, total control, nobody can stand in your way. Nobody can X you out. Nobody. Somebody asked me, Lord, last week, they said, how do I tear down a stronghold? The stronghold that have you locked down, bound up, they're found inside the anointing of Jesus Christ that destroys every yoke. And Jesus told Peter, I have prayed for you. I know the Bible says man ought to always pray, but when are we going to get into a place, people of God, where Jesus is praying for us? Come on, somebody, let's tap into the real, true, and living God. Let's tap into a Holy Ghost. Let's tap into a Jesus that prays for us. And the Bible says in any class, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not what they do. Come on, somebody. And I heard somebody pick up the line, and in the name of Jesus Christ, if you don't come up and hang up that phone, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to come out there. Yes, there we go. Come on, y'all. We're going for a ride. And the Bible says, it says, don't be rash with your mouth. Let not their heart be hasty to utter either anything before God. What are you saying on a day, woman of God? I'm saying that if the house of God dwells inside of you, the Bible says that you ought to be more ready to hear than to give your opinion. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You got to lean on God. You got to trust on God. God is saying on a day, I'm tired of my people giving a lot of and a backwash and saying things, contrary. Hallelujah, God. How we magnify the true and living God. How we lift God up. God is saying on today, I'm tired of my people giving a lot of back talk. When I tell you to do something, you ought to just do it. God is saying, get in line. Get in a line. He's saying, get in alignment with my spirit. Because if you knew it or if you did not know it, that Jesus Christ is praying for you. And if the Spirit of God dwells in you, this is the church of God. This is the house of God. And God is saying to stop talking. talking back to him. When he says he's going to do something for you, don't question it. When God shows you something, don't second guess it. Peter said, I confer not with flesh and blood. Oh, hallelujah, God. But we have to confer with the true and living God. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to other things, anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou art up on the earth. Oh, come on and help us, God. So let thy words be few. He said, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business. Oh, help us, God, on a day. A lot of us, we're having dreams out there. We're having desires that do not come from God. But the thing about the matter of the fact is that scripture is saying that a lot of us worry too much. We worry so much that it comes inside of our dreams. You know how somebody dreams something and they say, oh, I had this dream last night. And another person says, oh, that's because you've been thinking about it all the time. Oh, come on and help us, God. God is saying, I want to take over your dreams. I want to be in control of your dreams. Why are you worrying so much? Don't worry so much and to the point that it takes over your dreams in the night. Oh, don't be dismayed. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. Oh, the Bible says, oh, hallelujah, God, that the dreams come because of a multitude of business, a multitude of worrying, a multitude of anxiety. There's only a couple of ways you can get dreams. One is birthed of the Holy Spirit, and one comes from the enemy of worry, the enemy of defeat, the enemy of defeatism and lack and not having enough, worrying about this bill, worrying about that bill, worrying about your daughter, worrying about your son. But God says that I'm nigh unto you. He says, I'm nigh unto you, woman of God. I'm nigh unto you, man of God. That means I'm closer than you ever thought. That means I'm closer than you ever imagined. If I could just talk to you for a minute on today. God said in his word that he never leave you. He said he'd never forsake you. He said he'd always be there to you, for you, to the ends of the earth. So why are you worrying about it? Why are you trying to figure it out? He said to cast all his care, all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. The things that you care for, the things that are worrying you, the things that got you all bogged up, got you all stressed out, got ulcers all in your stomach, it's keeping you up at night. God said, does anybody got milk? Get a little bit of milk, warm milk at night. Get a little bit of milk. God said that he is the milk flowing. Oh, come on and help us, God. You know God created milk. He created milk for a reason. And the reason that God created milk was to be a substitute for the child when something was not available to provide. And God is saying this is what his spirit is like. It's natural. You know, milk is provided for a child, any type of a baby animal. Amen. Milk is given. Hallelujah, God. As a substitute for what's not there. It's natural. It's innate. And God is saying this is what his spirit is like. It's natural. It's innate. It's natural for him to provide for you. And God is saying, if I provided for the baby, oh, what more do you think I will not provide for you? For it's already in my spirit. So why are you worried? Why are you trying to figure it out? Why are you dismayed? Oh, God is saying on a day to stay focused. Keep your eye on the prize. Press towards the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. And God is saying on a day, don't be dismayed. Don't be bamboozled. God said that those that walk in the spirit shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh wants to worry. The flesh wants to try to figure it out. Oh, come on and help us on this one on today, God. Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah, God. And the Bible says in the first verse, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. God is saying on a day, do you know the amount of people, hallelujah, Jesus, that have vowed a vow, and I'm looking forward for them to pay it. Oh, Bashatarobaya, God. If you promise something to God, give God what he expects. because God is not a man that will lie, nor the son of man that should repent. And he told you something, he's going to do it. If God showed it to you, he's going to do it. So in return, prove yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. The Bible says this is your reasonable service. This is all you can do. This is the least that you can do when God has given you his all. The least you could do is to be a living sacrifice, to be a living testimony, is to depend and rely on God. If God has given you salvation, the least you can do is trust God in the midst of it all. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just magnify God on today. Hallelujah, God. We just worship God on today. If God has done it for you, the least you can do is depend on God. The least you can do is trust in God. If God laid down his life as a sacrifice on the altar, the least you can do is believe in him. If God went to the valley of the skull called Golgotha, the least you could do is believe and trust in God. If God allowed them to whip him, if God allowed them to pierce him in the side, the least you could do is trust in God. Trust in God that he'll meet every need. Trust in God that he'll deliver the situation. Trust in God that he'll turn it around. If God went to the valley of the shadow of death for you, the least you could do is trust in God. If God went to the cross and he shed his blood, the least you could do is trust in him. It was nothing but the blood. Oh, it's nothing that the blood, but the blood. The blood that would deliver you. The blood that's setting you free. The blood that's turning it around. Oh, it's the blood for you and me. If God went to the cross, despising the shame. If God went to the cross, oh, the Bible says that his face was visage. It was marred. M-A-R-R-E-D. That means, oh, Bashata, son of God. It was twisted and construed more than any man in the earth. That means that he was, hallelujah, God. That means that God bare the embarrassment. He bare the shame. He bare the worthlessness. He bared it all down on the cross. Have you ever been in a situation? Have you ever been in an environment where you felt raped and naked? Have you ever been somewhere where you just felt exposed? The Bible said that God bare the shame for you, meaning that he took all of the abuse. He took all of the shame that went to the abuse. He took all of the shame that went with the abuse. There's a certain level of shame that comes with abuse, God said. Don't you know that? There's a certain level of insecurity that comes from abuse. There's a certain level of not feeling worthy that comes with the abuse. And God is saying that I took all of the abuse and all of the things that go with abuse to set you free. This is why those that are abused, they can live free in Christ Jesus, because God has taken the shame and the worthlessness and the self-murder for you down at the cross. And the least you could do is trust in God. Present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable is your reasonable service. See, that's not only talking about, teach us, God. That's not only talking about having a purity in your body, but that's also talking about depending and trusting in God. When you see no way, when you see no way, out of no way, you got to depend and trust in God. When things are stacked up against you, when all the chips are standing up against you, it's like a brick wall. When a brick wall is standing up against you and there's no way through the wall, all you got to do is think about Jericho. If God did it for them, he'll do it for you. And the Bible says that the walls of Jericho, they came crumbling down. We serve a crumbling down God. We serve a God that can fix it and mend it. He can heal all woundedness. He can heal all brokenness. His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. Lord, and glorify him. Can't you see him down at the cross with two thieves on the side? Can't you see him down on the cross saying, if it be thy will, oh, your will, God, let this cup pass. But if it be not your will, I'm willing to bear the shame. If it be not your will, I'm willing to take on the abuse. If it be not the will, I'm willing to carry my brother. If it be not your will, I'm willing to carry my sister. If it be not your will, I'm willing to die for the church. I'm willing to die for the church. For God died for the sins of the world. And the church is inside of you. Where's your church? Where's your dependability? Where's your stability? You got to stand on two legs. And the Bible said, when you've done all you can do, to keep on standing. When you face the brick wall, to keep on standing. When you've given it your all, to keep on standing. Oh, we got to pray. Pray that Jesus Christ, he prays for us. See, what you have to understand is the Bible says to pray. Yeah, but we got to get to a point where we can say, like Peter, Jesus is praying for me. Jesus said, your faith will not fail you. Jesus is praying for me. Jesus is saying, Lo, I'll be with you always. Jesus is saying, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Jesus is saying, you can do all things through me. Jesus is saying, Philippians 4:13, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. You can make it. Don't throw in a towel. You can bear it. Don't give up now. You can make it. Oh, come on and help us, God. Oh, they sang a song inside of the movie called The Wiz. And it says, you can make it. Oh, come on and help us, God. Oh, how you can make it. Live to see another day. Live to fight another day. Live to love another day. Live to smile another day. Live. I speak to each and every individual out there. And the word for you today, God said you will live and not die. Oh, help us, God. Help us with our life. Help us with our strength. Help us with our tomorrow. Lift up God. Now it's time for prayer. Oh, Bashata Sanda. See, we serve a God that's unexpected. You cannot figure out what God is going to do when he's going to do it. Most people start their service with prayer. But God said, I don't want you to pray right now. I want you to preach. And then you pray. Oh, Bashata Sanda. And why is that? Because we want to get out of the mode of God being just a predictable character. God said the Holy Spirit, it blows where it may, and it lands where it may. And you've got to get to a point where you let all go and you surrender all to God, knowing that the Holy Spirit is going to keep you. It's your comforter. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift you up even right now. Those that do not know you, God, we pray for them even right now. You know, if you've been in a season in your life where you haven't really known a God that you can just really lay your back on, amen, meaning like a hallelujah trampoline. You know, a trampoline is there to catch you when you jump up and you fall down. But if you do not have a safety net inside of that trampoline, you're just kind of out there by yourself. And now is the time that you want to surrender your heart to Christ, because he is the only one that can be your safety net. He is the only one that can be your trampoline. Christ is the only one that is willing to die for your sins that you can have eternal life. You know, it's not all about church. Sometimes it's about getting to the essentials of saying, yes, God. Sometimes it's about turning from where we used to be and turning towards Christ and say, I'll try you, God. I'm going to try you for real this time. Hallelujah. If you're in that place in your life, let's repeat the prayer together. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you forgive us of our sins. We believe in what you did on the cross. We believe that you died for our shame. We believe that you took the abuse of the abuse. We believe that you took all of the humiliation, all the degradation. We believe that you bore it on the cross for us. And we believe that you live next to God. We believe that you are the right hand of the Savior. We believe that you have risen to be the right hand of the Savior. And we say yes to you. You know, if you've done this, the Bible says that you, if you made this confession in your heart, that you're saved. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody doesn't live to see tomorrow. And if you did not live tonight and you woke and you didn't wake up in the morning, you're saved. You're free. You're set free. You're saved. You have a place to go. It's called eternity. Listen, I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. You know, God is so good. He can take a situation that you're faced with. I don't care if they're setting your things outside on the curb and you have nowhere to go. We serve a God that will send, hallelujah, someone right in the nick of time. You know, we serve a God that comes right in the nick of time. And God is saying that there's somebody out there. You've been depending on me to show up. And God said that you've been looking for a sign, and he said that this is your sign. God said to let you know that it's check time. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. God said to let you know that he is there. He's working it out. Even when you don't know he's there, he's working it out behind the shadows. Oh, bashatasada. It's like this. Children go to school all day, every day. And while the children are at school in their classes, they're waiting for the lunch bell to ring. And when the children come out of the class, excuse me, when the children come out of the class and they go to the lunch line, they expect for the lunch to be prepared. They expect to go into the line and pick out everything that it is that they desire for their lunch. God said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And God is saying to remind you, whoever you are out there, to remind you that your story is like the children at the lunch line. While the children are in class getting their lessons, somebody is behind the scene preparing their bread. Somebody is behind the scene preparing the things for them. Somebody is behind the scene working it out. Somebody is behind the scene dicing up the tomatoes. Somebody is behind the scene cooking up the chicken. Somebody is behind the scene laying the table. For God said, I have prepared a table for you in the presence of thine enemies. Oh, yes, there it is. You've been looking for God to deliver you from some enemies. And God is saying that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That means that we serve a God that is a righteous God, and he's going to show up for you just for righteousness' sake. Although you've been sitting there, the Bible said that your weeping may endure for a night, but your joy is going to come in the morning. I'm ministering to somebody out there, and the Bible said that God said that he promised that he would never forsake you or leave you. And just like the children expect for their lunch to be there at a certain time, God said you can expect for him to be there right on time. Oh, we ought to lift God up and give him some glory right there. So God said, whenever you think that I'm not showing up and I'm not doing anything and I'm not working it out, he said to just think about the children at lunch and think about the lunch line, how it's being prepared. God said that you do not know the things that I have prepared for you. So you have no need to worry, my brother. You have no need to sweat, my sister. God has figured it out. So Mary, don't you weep, and Martha, don't you moan. God has already done it. You just don't see it yet. You got to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. This has been the Miracle Network Church. Listen, get the book, 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. It's available on Amazon, and I will see you the next time. May the grace of God be with you, and remember that God is not through with you yet. Bye-bye.